The deadline to file your 2011 income tax is Tuesday, the 17th of April, about 6 weeks off. And whether you are in the 1% or the 99%, we all got to file a little service WGN Radio provides each tax season, is to line up somebody smart who's up to date on the ever-changing tax codes to answer your calls about your taxes. Worried that you will be ensnared by the AMT, the alternative minimum tax? You don't know what qualifies as a deduction these days? Any question you have that can be answered over the phone is welcome right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, start your calls. 312-591-7200. Tax questions and answers for the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. 312-591-7200. I know you've got questions. I'm bamboozled by this stuff, too. Joseph Rosnai is a CPA. He's a tax partner at Michael Silver & Company in Skokie. Joe, I would have thought that you'd be in a kind of a seven-day-a-week work mode this time of year. So thanks for breaking away and coming in.
No problem, Bill. No
how
problem.
How busy is it? Has the crush hit?
It's always busy. It starts getting rather incredibly busy around about the beginning of March. Oh, wait, that's now. And doesn't really let up until the big day.
What is different this year that people need to know about?
Oh, there's so many things that are coming more than there are different already today.
Coming in the years ahead?
In the year ahead. Oh. The current tax rates expire at the end of 2012.
We don't know if that's going to be extended.
We don't know, other than something's going to happen. The Bush tax cuts that have been pushed around on the news, they extended those for 2 years. They're going to expire at the same time as a lot of credits are going to expire, all at the end of 2012. And I think there's a couple commentators calling it Taxmageddon. If the lame duck Congress at the end of this
year. But that's
year,
why we need CPAs like you, because you're the guys that have to, and gals who keep up with this stuff.
You got to plan around it.
You do it because we don't have to. Do you have a pen and paper on you? Here, take my pen, because you're going to probably want to take some notes with what everybody's going to be asking. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
We are now about to unleash the calls. Lorraine is in Downers Grove. You are first up with your tax question. You've been waiting the longest. Good morning and or good afternoon. This is WGN.
Hi, thank you very much. I receive long-term care payments from my husband, who is disabled but lives in the home still and is cared for by caregivers and myself. Do I have to claim that as income?
Are these long-term care payments pursuant to an insurance policy, or are those from Social Security or something?
He gets Social Security disability, which we do claim,
right.
But these are from private long-term care insurance.
No, insurance proceeds would not be reportable.
So do I have to report it and then remove it, or do I not even have to report it?
You don't have to report the receipts that you get, but when you get to the line on your tax return for medical expense deductions, you have to put down the net number, pay net of what you get.
Okay, so once you start collecting, you don't pay. So I don't pay for the insurance any longer.
Right. But you're paying expenses.
Caregivers, correct. Okay. So I put the caregiver costs, but I don't have to put the payments I receive.
He's shaking his head in the affirmative, Lorraine. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye. Arden in Chicago, you're next up on WGN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you. I am in the process of trying to figure this. I had a stock purchased originally in 1960, added over the years, so I've got the costs all along. But we put it into a reinvestment plan in the company. For the last 20 years, it has been reinvested every year, for which we paid tax on the dividend, but it went into more stock. Does that increase the cost that I put into the stock? Can I use that in
Absolutely.
Every
$3 that got reinvested back into the stock over the last 20 years gets added up to your basis when you go to sell.
Oh, boy.
That's fun.
It's called basis points.
But it's hard work.
Yeah, it's hard to
It's hard work. It's a lot of work to pick it all up. And,
but it's all right. I'll do it.
Have fun
you.
With it.
Thanks, Arden. Glad you called. Thomas and Galena, how are things on the river, Tom? You're on WGN.
Oh, not too bad. Got a little snow. Kind of wet.
And did it ice over this year?
A little bit. With ice over, but you still see guys ice fishing on the backwater.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
All right. Give us your question about the what is it, the IRS money back?
Right. What happened was I was unemployed and for a couple of years, and I had to dip into my 401k to make ends meet. Well, what happened is I wound up owing the IRS money, and now I'm on a payment plan. I since then have gotten work, got a good job and everything, and I'm working, and I would probably get a refund this year. I guess what my question would be is if I am going to get money back, will the IRS just take that money since I owe them money?
That is usually the case. Every once in a while, their computers slip a disk, and you get the check anyway, it does not disturb your installment plan, but you're usually better off with the rate you're paying on interest to get it paid out.
Yeah, but okay. I was just hoping I could have used a couple extra $1,000.
Don't we all?
Yeah, all right, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and we'll get back to more of your calls in just a moment. Talking with Joseph Rosnay, a CPA, and he's a partner with the Michael Silver & Company, which is in Skokie. So again, 312-591-7200. Weekend with Bill Mahler, answering your questions about filing your taxes, and we're using as our expert today Joe Rosnay, who works for Michael Silver & Company out of Skokie. Let's go now to Robert in Chicago. Some good advice for young people you'd like to ask about. You're on WGN, Robert.
Yep, thank you, gentlemen. There's just a smaller, actually more of a need for the younger generation to be financially savvy, I feel like. And what advice, what's the 101 tax tip that you could give to the young people, be it if they're moving, to keep their expenses handy, or just your advice on it?
I guess the first best advice I'd give you is pay lots of attention to anything financial. Because when you get a good handle on what your income is, look for opportunities, retirement plans from your employer. It's never too early to start. Actually, the earlier you start, the better off you are. That's probably the best single advice.
Yeah, young people can take advantage of compound interest like older folks cannot. So get involved with savings and investing as early as you can.
If you jump into your company 401k plan or start putting an IRA in today, you could be a millionaire by the time you retire.
Robert, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks.
Pat in Plainfield, you're next up on WGN. Good day.
Hello. I have a question about a form I received from the Illinois Department of Revenue for estimated taxes. Now, last year was one of my first years after retirement, and I didn't realize we could deduct the pension. So I made a mistake. Ended up paying them, and then had to do an amendment, and I got the money back. But now I've got this form that I have to do. How can I get out of that?
It's not a matter of getting out of it. It's not a form that you have to do. They send you the ES form whenever you owe money in Illinois. They'll send you the form to say, hey, maybe you want to pay in advance.
Okay.
If the answer is you shouldn't have had to pay in advance, you can just toss those out.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a peace of mind for you, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Good.
Joyce and Carrie. Hi, Joyce. Just lost her. Let's go to Ron. You're on WGN. Ron, hi.
Hi. I have a question. My son is building a new home, and he's generaling the work himself. Okay. He currently lives in a house that he owns, but we need to know whether or not he can deduct the interest on the construction loan, and also the interest that he has accumulated with the charge cards on materials that have been purchased on this construction of the new home.
You said the bad word there, interest on charge cards. That he would not be able to deduct. But his construction interest on whatever mortgage on the new property plus the mortgage interest on the house he is living in are both going to be deductible, assuming the total loan amount is not more than $1 million.
And Ron, let me ask a question on your behalf. Now, with Joe, with those credit cards, if he used a home equity loan and paid off
Much
those
better.
Cards, wouldn't that be the smart thing to do? Because,
that would have been
Ron,
better.
That is something you can deduct.
Absolutely.
Okay. So use a home equity loan to pay off the charge cards.
Absolutely. Stay off the charge cards. That interest is too high in the first place, and then you can't deduct it anyway.
Right.
You learned something, Ron.
Good advice.
Keep
Thank
listening
you.
To WGN. You'll learn some more. Peggy, you're next up. Good afternoon, and this is WGN.
Yes, gentlemen. I have not filed taxes in 3 years, state or federal.
You better duck.
Only because, I'll tell you, I was unemployed, and they want to tax me on my unemployment. I also received Social Security because I'm 66. What's my next step?
Well, to be clear, just because you're unemployed, just because they want to tax your unemployment, doesn't mean you're still going to end up with a significant balance due of any import. There was probably withholding on your unemployment. They started that quite a number of years ago. And I would not be surprised if the withholding covered your actual tax liability. The Social Security you're getting, if you're not making a lot of money with the unemployment, is probably not going to be taxable either.
So that's good. That's good news, Peggy. Don't be afraid. What should she do? Contact the IRS.
The IRS has some help programs. If you go to their website, there's a couple buttons you can push. Haven't filed in a few years. You can follow that. You could find a local CPA and get help from him. I really do suggest getting somebody to hold your hand during the process, because there's some things that you can easily make mistakes on, causing yourself a liability that doesn't really exist.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Talk about peace of mind. Glad we were able to talk to her. Hi, Joyce. Welcome back.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on WJ. Okay, sorry.
My husband and I divorced last year, and the divorce decree said we needed to split all of our assets. Before we did all that, he passed away. One of the counsels was rights of survivorship, and the investment company said that I might be liable for a gift tax to his daughters, my stepdaughters, if I did that.
This is a good question. Is the total amount that we're talking about more than $5 million?
No.
There is an exemption on gift taxes in 2011, and 2012 is a kind of an odd year, or 2010 is an odd year, but 2011, you can give $5 million away without actually having a gift tax. There may be a filing requirement, but there's no gift tax.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to help, Joyce. Hi, Sarah. This is WGN.
Yes. I received last year I did not pay my taxes on time and thought the accountant had asked for the extension, and then I got a bill for $2,300 and some odd. I talked to my accountant. She talked to somebody at IRS who said they would remove that except for the interest charges. Then I got another bill from them saying I needed to pay it. Sorry, they weren't going to do that. And then this week, I received a check from them for the same amount I sent them about 6 weeks ago. So I'm wondering if I should cash
Don't ask any questions.
Cash the check. What often happens with the IRS mailing is they prepare them so far in advance that something can happen on the first of the month. Your accountant talks to them and gets things resolved, but they already printed the tax notice on the 25th of the month before, and they mail that out around the same time you're getting it resolved. So it's very often that the notice and the resolution cross in the mail, and I always wait for that second notice, in your case, the check.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sarah. Shirley and Skokie, you may be our last caller. How can WGN help you this afternoon?
Well, I haven't done any taxes because when I went to do my taxes in the Smith Center, they have AARP people doing them for you. They told me that I didn't make enough Social Security to have to pay any taxes since I have no stocks or bonds or savings account. Is that true?
That is true. You have no other wages. Your sole source of income is Social Security?
Yes.
Then they are correct.
Thank you. Because I always made them out, and now I feel funny that I'm not making it up.
It's a habit that a lot of us would love to break, Shirley.
Enjoy the peace.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Joe, how can people get a hold of you? Is there a website you can direct them to?
Our website is www.msco.net. My direct line is 847-213-2105.
Joe Rosnai, he's a CPA. He's also a tax partner at Michael Silver & Company in Skokie. That was the ws.msco.net?
Correct.
msco.net. Joe, thank you for coming by.
No problem.
You've answered some questions I had, too.